meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
At the risk of sounding perhaps like your mother, I'm going to ask, are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough sleep? I want to share with you an article published by the CDC just a couple of years ago, reporting that more than a third of American adults are not getting enough sleep on a regular basis, according to a new study, new a couple of years ago, in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's publication known as, knowing that we have a few physicians in the congregation here, this publication known as Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. This is the first study to document estimates of self-reported healthy sleep duration, defined as 7 or more hours per day, for all 50 states and the District of Columbia. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine and the Sleep Research Society recommend that adults aged 18 to 60 years old sleep at least 7 hours each night to promote optimal health and well-being. Sleeping less than 7 hours per day is associated with an increased risk of developing chronic conditions such as obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and frequent mental distress. It was the passage in today's gospel that led me to this association, the passage where Jesus says to his disciples, "Come away. Come away to a deserted place for a while and rest." In the midst of all of the busyness and all of the things that Jesus and the disciples had been doing, traveling, Jesus says to them, "Come away to a deserted place for a while and rest." I'm sure the passage struck me particularly also this week because, as most of you know, I've just come back from a deserted place, having spent 10 days or so up in the mountains. But thinking about this passage and thinking about Jesus' invitation to his disciples and to us, I think there's more to it than physical rest, as important as that is. I find myself thinking about not just the need for physical rest, for 7 hours of sleep per night, but also the need for the disciples and for us to get adequate spiritual rest. And that's the question that I really want to challenge all of us with this morning. I'll leave it to your mother to keep track of your sleep. The question that I want to ask you to challenge all of us with is, are you getting enough spiritual rest? Are you getting enough spiritual rest? Are you spiritually rested? There is, of course, a connection between physical rest and spiritual rest. Physical rest is a component of spiritual rest. If you are completely strung out physically, you are not going to be spiritually rested either. And yet, spiritual rest is more than physical rest. Physical rest is just one component. To get spiritual rest requires its own intentionality, its own commitment to get the spiritual rest that we need. Thinking about this, I'm reminded also again of the way of love that Presiding Bishop Curry has invited us all into, undertaking some sort of rule of life with practices that enrich our spiritual lives and our ability to live as followers of Jesus in the world. That way of love includes seven practices, and one of them is rest. Intentional practices that we are invited to take on for our own spiritual health and for the health of our lives as followers of Jesus in the world. And with the materials that are a part of that way of love, listen to the part that they say about rest. It says, from the beginning of creation, and you remember the creation stories even, God rested, modeled rest. From the beginning of creation, God has established the sacred pattern of going and returning, of labor and rest. And especially today, they write, speaking especially to us in this world today, God invites us to dedicate time for restoration and wholeness within our bodies, minds, and souls, within our communities and institutions. By resting, we place our trust in God, the primary actor who brings all things to their fullness. Rest. Establishing patterns, committing to practices that provide spiritual rest. It's also, in this context, though, important to remember that rest is not the ultimate goal. Rest is not the ultimate or final goal. The materials on the Way of Love talk about the pattern of going and returning, of labor and of rest. Certainly when we are tired, physically or mentally or spiritually, rest is all that we seek. But rest is not an end in and of itself. Think about even sleep. We rest in sleep so that we may be renewed and restored for the opportunities of the next day. We rest spiritually for restoration, for renewal, for refreshment of our souls, so that we may live more faithfully, more compassionately, more spiritually. We rest to restore ourselves for faithful and compassionate life. Thinking about today's gospel, all the rest of the context, everything that happens on either side of rest is compassionate action. The part that we omitted in today's lectionary reading is the feeding of the 5,000. And after whatever time of rest they got, Jesus and his disciples are out again, spreading and offering God's love and God's hope, God's healing of heart and soul. Are you getting enough spiritual rest? Is your soul spiritually rested? What sorts of practices provide spiritual rest for you? The challenge is to commit ourselves, to be intentional in maintaining practices that provide rest. Ironic in a way that we have to work at finding rest, but we do. We need to commit ourselves to practices that provide rest for our souls, just as we do for our bodies as well. Jesus invites his disciples to go to a deserted place, not to stay there forever, but to go to a deserted place to rest. What is your deserted place? To go to a deserted place is to step away. It's to step away from all the things that assault our souls. Perhaps it means spending some time in silence, away from the barrage of noise and news and information that tumbles upon us, whether we ask for it or not, to spend a little time in silence, perhaps in meditation or prayer, or just in quiet. Maybe you spend that quiet time in your living room, or maybe you spend it in the mountains. But it's time of quiet, time for your soul to be restored, intentional time, time away from mental activity that is imposed by others' expectations or others' needs, a time to rest and refresh your soul. For some, that practice might be losing yourself in a really rich novel. That restores the soul. Making or listening to music that cleanses the soul. What is it that restores and refreshes your soul, that brings rest and renewal to your soul? It will be a different practice for different people. And if you don't know what that is for you, it's time to find out. Work on it. Try something. Find rest for your soul. The CDC is pretty clear on the health consequences, the dire health consequences of not getting enough physical rest. Maintaining spiritual health, too, depends upon rest. There are consequences, spiritual consequences, if our souls are not getting enough rest. Spiritual rest is not a luxury, it is a necessity. The study says that 1 out of 3 adults don't get enough sleep, physical sleep. I expect that the percentage of adults who don't get enough spiritual rest is much higher. So I ask you, are you getting enough spiritual rest?